Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. Jules here from WhatCulture.com, and today I want to talk to you about video game bosses. Or to be more specific, I'm going to talk to you about video game bosses that only the hardcore of hardcore players got to fight. These weren't just some run-of-the-mill mainline bosses for you to bash into the ground like they were butt tent pegs. These are hidden bosses, secret bosses, bosses that came out of nowhere and just pulled your trousers down and just smacked your little body until it was red raw. Ow, stop, that's weird. So let's get on with it before that metaphor goes to places I really don't want to go. So with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game bosses that only hardcore players got to fight. Number 10, Deathbringer, Golden Axe, Sega Genesis / Mega Drive. Golden Axe is an old-school side-scrolling beat-em-up that was released by Sega in 1989 as an arcade game and then released for home consoles, including the Master System and the Genesis / Mega Drive. That means that Golden Axe has arcade game difficulty, aka it's brutal. And you might feel a huge sense of accomplishment if you got through to the final boss, Death Adder, and absolutely lopped his head off and then reclaimed the Golden Axe for which you have strived. Huzzah, right? Well, if you were playing this on the Sega Genesis / Mega Drive, the game doesn't end there. You get another bonus boss after this called Deathbringer, Death Adder's Master. He's essentially a palette-swapped version of Death Adder, but has two skeletons that accompany him who each have twice as much health as he does. So in order to meet him, you not only have to complete the original arcade version of this game, which is a challenge in itself, but then you have to go through this boss battle as well. Absolutely brutal. Number 9, Red, Pokemon Gold / Silver / Heart Gold / Soul Silver. Back when Pokemania was at its peak, everyone and their dog had Pokemon Red or Blue for the Game Boy and spent many, many, many hours catching as many pocket monsters as they could. So when these players went out and bought Pokemon Gold or Silver, or indeed Heart Gold or Soul Silver, they went through the game in a new region with new Pokemon and completely devoured the game. But they found a nice surprise upon completing the Johto region, because they were able to go back and face all of the gym leaders of the Kanto region, effectively doubling the length of the game and allowing them to catch all of the original Pokemon. Should players manage to defeat all of the Kanto gym leaders, they are permitted entry to Mount Silver, a place where some of the most powerful Pokemon dwell. But that's not all that players can find in there. After wandering deeply enough into the cave, players can meet a rather familiar-looking character, Red, the protagonist from Pokemon Red and Blue. That's right, players had to face off against the character that they played as throughout the previous game. This is unsurprisingly the most challenging battle in the game, as Red previously became the Pokemon champion and a whole 3 years have passed since then, meaning that his Pokemon are now even more powerful. It was a true moment of brilliance for Poke fans around the world. Number 8. Penance, Final Fantasy X. Now this is the thing, I should be talking about Penance right here, but you know what, actually even getting to fight him? That's so tough, because you've got to go through the Dark Aeons. You probably think to yourself, well fine, how hard can this be? I've leveled up, I've done all these things, but trust me my friend, the Dark Aeons themselves are absolute ball-bustingly hard. The Dark Aeons show up after the player escapes Bavel, but they appear at specific locations that you're actually quite likely to backtrack to in order to collect some items for celestial weapons. For example, when wandering around the Thunder Plains while dodging the 200 lightning strikes required for the Venus Sigil, you may end up talking to one of the soldiers under a lightning tower and accidentally start a battle with Dark Ixion. Oh dear. There's 8 of them in total, and you need to take down all of them before you can even go and fight Penance. And if you're planning on using your Jimbo Zanmato ability, you're going to need a lot of dosh in order to get through all that tosh. And Penance itself is no pushover. But to even get to him, you're going to need to be an uber Final Fantasy X fan in the first place. Number 7, Cake Boss, Assassin's Creed Unity. Usually the earlier Assassin's Creed games have your standard boss battles throughout the title, as pretty much every game does, with no optional ones, so naturally players wouldn't normally go out of their way to look for one. However, one such boss exists in Assassin's Creed Unity. Now, you might have thought that the challenge to find any boss in this game might have actually been persevering through the game's numerous glitches that plagued the game at launch, and you might have initially been correct, but most of them have now been fixed. But that being said, the cake boss is actually even tougher to meet. You see, to encounter this frankly quite bizarre boss, Arno must eat 5 pink cakes placed around Paris. This will cause a 6th enormous cake to appear at Luxembourg Palace with a strange gentleman stood atop. If the player walks up the cake, it will initiate the boss battle with this cakey fiend. It's utterly bizarre, but also brilliant, and makes you hungry too. Number 6. Ozma, Final Fantasy IX. Now, Final Fantasy IX is a fan favourite for many reasons. It has great characters, a fantastic story, and a marvellous minigame in Chocobo Hot and Cold, or Chocobo if you want to be pedantic about it. And it's a good thing that this minigame is as fun and addictive as it is, because you're going to need to play an awful lot of it if you want to meet Ozma. Now, Ozma is located in the Chocobo Air Garden, which can only be reached once you've sufficiently trained up your Chocobo so that it has the Sky ability. This can only be achieved by playing the Hot and Cold minigame at the Chocobo Forest in Chocobo Lagoon, and by finding all the treasure from the Chocographs that you find during the minigame. All in all, it takes a good number of hours to even find the right locations to dig up the treasures, and you'll be furiously digging in the minigame until you found all of the Chocographs and Chocograph pieces at each location. This alone can be frustrating, as the initial odds of finding a Chocograph start at 1 in 16, and yes, the odds do get better as you find more items in each round of the minigame, but you'll be spending an awful lot of time searching for these elusive items. Eventually, though, you'll be able to access the air garden where Ozma resides. And it is a brutal boss battle. Number 5. The Cow King, Diablo 2. This list wouldn't be complete without the Cow King from Diablo 2. This boss is the result of fan rumors about a secret area in the original Diablo, so only fans of the series would be aware of the possible inclusion of the Cow King in the sequel. The boss can only be found on the secret cow level, also known as Moo Moo Farm, because of course it is, which can only be accessed by combining a Tome of Town portal and Wurt's leg in the Herantric Cube. Doing this will create a portal in the Act 1 starting area, allowing the player to enter the Bovine Realm. However, the player can only create this portal when playing at a difficulty level they have already completed, so you must have already completed the game on that difficulty to be able to access it. But if you try to replay again on a different difficulty on which you haven't completed the game, the portal won't appear and you'll have wasted your time. Moo moo moo. Moo moo indeed. Number 4. Moon Presence, Bloodborne. Trust Bloodborne to have a boss that only hardcore players can find and face. It's just typical of From Software to do it in a game that is already pretty damn hardcore, and that boss is the Moon Presence. Now, to be able to meet this boss, you have to consume 3 of a particular item before defeating Gurman, the first hunter. Sounds easy enough, right? But the item in question is the 3rd umbilical cord, of which there are bizarrely 4 of in the game. One can be gathered by defeating Murgo's wet nurse, and the other can be found in the abandoned old workshop, but these are the easy 2, and the others can be easily missed. But if you do manage to get all 4 of them and consume them before defeating Gurman, the Moon Presence will descend, and while it's not the most difficult boss battle, it definitely is one that only hardcore fans would know about. Number 3. Sigrun, the Valkyrie Queen, God of War 2018. Now, God of War is a brilliant game with excellent mechanics, which is good because players will have to master all of these mechanics if they want to take on the Valkyries. There are 9 of them in total spread across the 9 realms, and each Valkyrie has her own special abilities and attributes, meaning that no 2 fights are the same. But once you have defeated all 8 of the Valkyries that are marked on the map after completing the game, you'll notice that you're missing the 9th. Well, if you take all of the 8 helmets to the Council of Valkyries by the Lake of 9, you will summon Sigrun, the Valkyrie Queen. Now, she has every single move that the other 8 Valkyries had, except for the summoning, that is, and all of her abilities are empowered to do a whole heap of damage, meaning that you can probably find that she can kill Kratos in one hit, even on lower difficulties. Seriously, only the hardcore of hardcore would even attempt to face this enormous challenge. It took me a solid week to beat her. I hate her. Number 2. Akuma, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo was the first game in the Street Fighter series to introduce a secret character in the form of a Goomba, who is now a reoccurring antagonist throughout the series and has also made his way into many crossovers such as Capcom vs. SNK and Tekken 7. Now, to meet a Goomba, the player must get through until the final boss without using any continues. The player must also have achieved a high score or reached the final match in less than 25 minutes for him to deem us worthy. When a Goomba finally arrives, he warps in as the player prepares to face M. Bison and will quickly dispose of him, leaving Bison's body on the arena floor for the remainder of the fight, and then challenges the player. Interestingly, at this point, Akuma has no name on his life gauge and doesn't have a portrait either, meaning that players fighting him for the first time with no prior knowledge of him would have no idea who they were up against. They would soon discover, however, that he was indeed a force to be reckoned with. Akuma can throw two Hadoukens in midair and has a higher attack strength and priority than the player, meaning that players facing him should definitely be on their toes at all times. And number 1, Iazamat, Final Fantasy XII. Iazamat is the undisputed ruler of bosses for hardcore players. He's the final elite mark of Final Fantasy XII, and just to put that into perspective, there are 32 marks and 12 other elite marks of the game, all of which can only be fought after specific events in the game, and all of which you must defeat if you want to seek out Iazamat yourself. So you've gone through all of that, right? Well, congratulations. Once all of this has been completed, you can face this absolute bastard, but you might want to make yourself comfortable, because Iazamat has over 50 million hit points. 50 million! He has so many that his health bar is divided into 50 sections. And not only that, but once his HP drops below 50%, the amount of damage that he receives is reduced by a third, meaning that players will likely have to switch tactics partway through the battle in order to keep things going. Now, you can wander off to a nearby save point to buy items and recover slightly, but this can also backfire immensely, as the beast can cast regen on itself, and should it do this before you leave the area, it can continue to regenerate its health even if the player party isn't nearby. The battle takes hours to complete, with 2 hours completion being considered fast for the average player. Let that sink in. Oh, and if that's not bad enough, if you're playing the Zodiac version of this game, then your party members are capped at doing a maximum of 9,999 damage, which drops to 6,999 when the Iazamat is below 50% health. So yeah, you've got to be super hardcore to even want to take on this challenge. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.